أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا تعجل عليهم إنما نعد لهم عدا يوم نحشر المتقين إلى الرحمن وفدا ونسوق المجرمين إلى جهنم وردا لا يملكون الشفاعة إلا من اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا. صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 85 to 87. In the last ayah, ayah number 86, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not hasten with regards to Allah ta'ala's punishment that will come upon those who disbelieve, especially those who persecuted the Muslims, those who stopped others from accepting the deen of Allah. إِنَّمَا نَعُدُّ لَهُمْ عَدَّا. Certainly we count for them their days. In other words, their time has been fixed and it will come. Now Allah Ta'ala continues and Allah says, when is that time? One is the azab in this world and the other, يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا, will be on the day when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gathers the muttaqeen, those who have the quality of taqwa, the very minimum quality of taqwa or the lowest category of taqwa is to save a person's self from kufr. And then number two is to save ourselves from the disobedience of Allah, from anything that Allah ta'ala has made haram, Allah has prohibited. And then number three, from any other thing that Allah Ta'ala dislikes, insofar as those things that are makruh, those things that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has not made haram, but it is disliked in the Shariat. So that is a muttaqeen. So on the day when Allah Ta'ala will gather the muttaqeen ila ar-Rahman, they will be gathered towards ar-Rahman, Allah Ta'ala, wafda. Waft actually refers to guests that are invited, or a delegation. So here Allah Ta'ala is speaking so highly about the muttaqeen. Allah will treat them like how when the host invites guests, he prepares for the guests a great preparation, like that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will receive and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will be hospitable and entertain the muttaqeen. Allah grant us that. In the Mubarak hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regards to this word wafda, they will come riding. In the old days, and even probably in these days also, when the guests are invited, then sometimes the host sends the vehicle to fetch them. And like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will let them ride and come onto the mahshar, onto the plains of resurrection. Now in one hadith, like how they ride in this world, they ride their rides, their conveyances, their horses, whatever the means of transport is, like that they will ride on the day of Qiyamah. And in one Mubarak hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the ride, the conveyance will be the amal, the deeds that they had carried out with ikhlas, with sincerity, that was accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that will take the form of a ride, a conveyance, and on that they will come to the mahshar and they will face Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدًا. Allah ta'ala says in contrast to that, وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Saqa yasuqu in Arabic means to herd. Like how the herdsman, we see him behind the cattle and he's giving those little lashes and those cattle are moving front, like that they will be herded. Ila Jahannam, to the fire of Jahannam, Wirda. Wirda actually refers to a person that goes to the water to drink. So here the Mufassirin have stated, they will come in a state of thirst. On the one hand, the thirst. On the one hand, just the initial feel of the fire of Jahannam, that heat, will create a greater thirst. And as they are going more, that thirst also will get more and more. And like that, they will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala save us. La yamlikuna shafa'a. A few ayats before, Allah Ta'ala said that they worship these idols, so they will be honored in the akhirat. But Allah Ta'ala says, la yamlikuna shafa'a. no one will have the ability of shafa'a, of intercession. Illa man ittakhadha 'inda ar-rahmani 'ahda, except that person who has a promise, a pledge with ar-rahman, that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, the pious, the sulaha, the huffaz, the malaika, those are people whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said will be able to intercede, and they will not be able to intercede except by the command and permission of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.